On today's Kids Corner, Liz can't make a decision until Spike makes a suggestion.
Look, why don't you just do what I do when I can't decide what to do?
What?
Just flip a coin and be done with it.
What, you think that'll work?
Liz, you have to choose between two things, and a coin has two sides, right? So how could it not work?
What a great idea!
Yeah.
Stay tuned. Time for Kids Corner's Liz and Friends.
Hi, Liz.
30 minutes of adventure.
It's only the coolest and most popular club in school.
With Liz, Lucille, Skink, Spike, Scooter, Grandpa Noli, and all their friends.
It isn't Liz and Lucille.
So get set for lifetime adventures.
Oh, I can't believe this.
With Liz and Friends.
That is one strange lizard.
Doesn't that music sound lovely? It's Lucille at her piano lesson, and I think it's going very, very well.
Oh, very good, Lucille. You've been playing so well lately.
Oh, thank you, Miss Grizzlequist. I have been practicing a lot.
Oh, well, it shows. You're doing a fine job, and I'm proud of you.
It sure means a lot to me that you think so.
Oh, God has given you a talent, Lucille, and I'm glad you're doing your best to cultivate it. We're always supposed to do our best for him, and I can tell you're doing that.
I just try to remember what Granny Gecko says, that music can be one of the purest forms of worship if it's done with the proper attitude.
Well, far be it from me to argue with Granny Gecko.
I'm just glad that you like my playing.
Oh, I do, very much. In fact, I'd like to set up a recital for you.
You mean have me play in public?
Oh, sure. If you were taking piano lessons at a music school, they'd set up a recital for you. However, since these are private lessons, we have to do it ourselves.
Well, what do I have to do?
Oh, I'll take care of all the arrangements. All you have to do is keep practicing, so you will do your very best.
Wow. Playing in public?
You'll do fine, Lucille. I have complete faith in you.
Well, I'd be lying if I said the idea didn't make me nervous, but I'm excited too. So if you really think I'm ready, then okay.
Oh, let's do it.
While Lucille was perfecting her piano pieces, Liz was employing a skill of his own, making lunch.
Oh, yeah. A June bug jelly and banana sandwich. My favorite. Oh, yeah. That hits the spot.
Liz! Hey, Liz, where are you?
In the kitchen.
Hey, what you doing this afternoon?
I don't know. Why?
Because I want to go see Hickory Hills Haunted House. You want to come?
I don't know about that, Spike. Isn't that movie rated PG-13?
Yeah, so what? They'll let us in. I see PG-13 movies all the time.
Yeah, so I have to ask my mom's permission to see those movies.
Okay, so ask her. If she says no, we'll do something else.
I can't ask her. She's out shopping with my aunt. I don't even know how to get in touch with her.
Oh, good. Then let's go.
Come on. I don't know about this, Spike.
Oh, come on, Liz. It's a movie. It's not gonna hurt you.
Well, let me go put my shoes on.
As Liz went upstairs, he waged an internal war with his conscience.
Yeah, you know, Spike's right. It's just a movie. Yeah, but it's a movie Mom might not want me to see. Oh, come on, what's the big deal? It's not gonna hurt anybody if I see a movie about a haunted house. You didn't get permission. She's not here. Then you should wait till she is here. But Spike is going now. It's now or never. Never might not be a bad option. Oh, I don't know about this.
You ready?
I don't know. I'm still not sure, Spike.
Look, why don't you just do what I do when I can't decide what to do?
What?
Just flip a coin and be done with it.
What, you think that'll work?
Liz, you have to choose between two things, and a coin has two sides, right? So how could it not work?
Oh, good point.
So, here.
Yeah?
Flip the quarter. Make a decision.
Okay, all right. Heads, I go. Tails, I don't.
Heads. Good. Let's go.
Yeah. Wait. Yeah, that was easy. What a great idea.
Yeah. Hey, tell you what, you can even keep the quarter. May come in handy again.
Liz and Spike went to the movie and had a pretty good time. Liz couldn't believe how easy the decision-making process became when he didn't have to do any work himself. Lucille, on the other hand, was working very hard, and over the next couple of days, practiced playing the piano during every free moment.
Lucille, phone call.
Hello?
Hello, Lucille. This is Miss Grizzlequist. I want to let you know that I've set the date for your piano recital.
Oh, good. When is it?
In 2 weeks.
2 weeks?
Why, yes. Why? Is there a problem?
No, I guess not, but only 2 weeks?
When were you expecting it to be?
I don't know. Next year, maybe?
Oh, I'm afraid not. But you'll be ready, Lucille, if you continue to practice every chance you get.
Okay.
That's the only way to make sure your recital goes off without a hitch.
Yes, Miss Grizzlequest?
Oh, this is going to require a very high level of commitment, Lucille.
Okay.
You'll work harder than you ever have before.
Oh, I'll try.
Are you still sure you want to do this?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure.
The next day at school, Liz and Spike sat in the window of Miss Waddle's classroom, staring out at the rain.
Well, what do you say? You want to go outside?
Well, yeah, I'd love to, but it's raining.
So what? You never gotten wet before? You never taken a shower? Gone swimming?
Come on, Spike, don't be ridiculous. Of course I have.
Well, then what's the big deal?
Well,
we can go outside and play, or we can stay in here and do the same Lone Ranger puzzle that we've made 1,000 times since first grade.
We could try it blindfolded.
Come on, Liz.
Look, Spike, I think I want to go outside. I just don't know if I want to.
Do you still have the quarter I gave you?
Well, yeah. I even named it. I call it Mr. Quarter.
Wow, yeah, that's original. Whatever. Just flip it. Heads we go out, tails we stay in.
Hey, good thinking. All right.
Tails.
Yep.
Best 2 out of 3.
Oh, come on, Spike. We have to do what we agreed on. The quarter decided for us.
Yeah, I suppose.
You know, I really need to thank you, Spike.
Huh?
Mr. Quarter has made my life so much easier.
Huh, yeah.
I don't think I'm ever going to make another decision without him again.
Yeah, you say so.
After school, Lucille paid a visit to Mr. Hyde, her boss at the Turin Gazette. When she arrived, he was on the phone.
What do you mean you're pulling your ad? How can you pull your ad? We have a contract for the next 6 months. Oh, is that a fact? Look, just because I said in my editorial that I'd never use your soap doesn't mean you need to go to such an extreme. We'll always take your money. Well, if that's the way you want to be, then fine.
Hi, Mr. Hyde.
Lucille, mm-hmm. I need your help.
Okay.
Immediately, as in right now.
All right.
I need to fill 12 column inches every other day for the next 6 months.
6 months?
Rope-a-dope soap has just dropped all their ads for the next 6 months.
Good.
Apparently, Mr. Rope-a-dope didn't like something I said.
Well, what kind of name is Rope-a-dope anyway?
You see, now that is just the kind of investigative questioning that's going to make you a great reporter.
Well, what can I do to help?
You remember asking me if you could write a regular column?
Oh, yeah, my Young Lizard's Perspective column. Sure, I remember.
Well, it seems your time has come, young lady.
Really?
We have space that we need to fill, and your column could be just what we're looking for.
Oh, wow, really?
Now, listen, Lucille. You have been doing some great writing for the Turin Gazette.
Thanks.
I can't think of anyone better than you for this task.
Wow. Thanks, Mr. Hyde.
Now, this is going to require a very high-level commitment, Lucille.
Okay.
You'll work harder than you ever have before.
All right.
Are you still sure you want to do this?
Yes. Yes, I'm sure. Whoa, that sounded familiar.
Meanwhile, at Liz's house, Mrs. Lacerda was planning dinner.
Well, Liz, it looks like it's just you and me for dinner tonight.
Oh.
Linda and your dad are at the track team's father-daughter banquet.
Gotcha.
Oh, so, what do you want to eat? Let's see, I can make a meatloaf or a firefly casserole.
Oh, they both sound good.
Mm.
Tell you what, hang on a second.
You don't need to pay me, Liz. Put your money away.
Oh, that's not why I got out my quarter, Mom.
Hmm?
This is Mr. Quarter. He's going to help us decide. Heads will have meatloaf, tails will have casserole.
Okay.
Heads, meatloaf it is.
Liz, why did you have to flip a coin? It wasn't that tough a choice.
Oh, I know, but I couldn't decide because I like both of them, so Mr. Quarter just made deciding easier.
But Liz, you didn't actually make a decision. You left it up to chance.
Yeah, I suppose.
Well, okay. Well, I'm going to go start dinner.
Hey, Mom, is there something wrong with flipping a coin?
Oh, well, I wouldn't necessarily say that it's wrong, Liz.
Okay.
I just think that God gave us brains so that we can think and make decisions for ourselves. If you use a coin to make those little decisions, then how are you going to make the big decisions when they come up?
Oh, sure, Mr. Hyde. Just a second. I hate to interrupt you while you're practicing, Lucille, but Mr. Hyde is on the phone.
Oh, okay. Hello?
Lucille, glad I caught you.
Hi, Mr. Hyde. What can I do for you?
Well, I was hoping you'd have an article ready for me.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hyde. No, I don't have anything ready yet.
What? Lucille, you said you were ready to start working on this column. I thought we were all set.
I've been working on my...
Lucille, I have a paper to publish here. And as of right now, it's going to have a huge blank spot on page 9. A big white spot where your column was supposed to be.
I'm sorry, Mr. Hyde.
Well, I'll figure something out for this issue. But you're going to have to decide what you want to do, Lucille.
Well, what do you mean?
You have to decide whether or not you're going to take this opportunity seriously.
Oh, I do. I am.
I know I said I wanted you to head this up, but maybe we need someone else to get it off the ground.
Huh?
If you're too busy, that is.
I don't know what to say. I really want to write the column.
Well, let me know what you decide.
Okay, I'll let you know.
Lucille wrestled with her decision all night. She knew she'd have to decide what was more important to her, the piano recital or the newspaper column. The next day, she asked her friends for their advice.
So what do you think I should do, Cammie?
Let me make sure I understand your dilemma properly.
Okay.
You can't decide between the piano recital and the newspaper column?
Basically, yeah.
Well, it hardly seems to me that the two are mutually exclusive. However, if you believe that you're unable to accomplish both objectives, I would suggest that you weigh the potential of both opportunities, decide which option is more beneficial to your well-being and future prospects as a meaningful member of society, and then act upon that decision in the appropriate manner.
So I should think about it.
Yes, that would be my recommendation.
Oh, super.
Next, Lucille went to talk to Liz, who was seated comfortably on the big tires, flipping Mr. Quarter.
So that's my problem. I want to do both, but I just don't think I can.
Well, I may have an answer for you.
Really?
Oh, yeah, sure. Heads is piano, tails is newspaper. All I have to do is to flip
hey,
Mr.
Liz, we're getting a game of dodgeball together. You want to play?
Maybe. Let me see.
Oh, boy. So what does Mr. Quarter say now?
Oh, not today, my friend. Not today.
Great. I created a monster.
So, Liz, about my problem.
Oh, right. Let's see what Mr. Quarter says about that. Mr. Quarter says... Ha ha, piano. Oh, wait a second. Was piano heads or tails?
Oh, just forget it.
Having gotten no help from her friends, Lucille was anxious to get home and talk with her mother.
Hi, honey. Something wrong?
Oh, Mom, I'm so confused. I have to make a choice, and I'm just not sure what to do.
Well, what is it?
Well, Miss Grizzlequist has arranged for my piano recital, and Mr. Hyde wants me to write a column for the Turin Gazette.
Are you sure you can't do both?
Well, I sure would like to, but I just don't know if I can.
Maybe if you manage your time wisely, you can do both.
Yeah, maybe I could. Yeah, I can. I will.
Well, there you go. My busy girl.
For the next week, Lucille spent every free moment either preparing for her piano recital or working on her newspaper column.
What I'm doing is using the time after school but before dinner for piano practice.
Oh, that sounds fine.
And then after dinner, I work on my newspaper column. And so far, it's working out. I'm feeling ready for the recital, and I haven't missed a single article.
Oh, that sounds great, Lucille. I'm glad to see you're able to budget your time so effectively.
So you don't need to worry, Miss Grizzlequist. Everything is right on schedule.
Oh, good. Well, I'll see you tomorrow for your lesson.
I'm looking forward to it.
The season of Lent is around the corner. During Lent, many Christians dedicate time to prayer, fasting, and growing closer to God. As you journey towards Easter, Lent is a wonderful opportunity for families to spend time together in God's Word. Kids Corner has developed a series of Lent family devotions to help you and your family share your faith in fun and meaningful ways. Each weekly devotion includes Bible verses you can read aloud, questions to talk about as a family, suggestions to help you pray, and a fun family challenge activity. Come together as a family and discover the deep meaning of the Lenten season by downloading the Kids Corner Lent Family Devotions. Available now at kidscorner.net.
Thank you.
Hello?
Lucille, Mr. Hyde here.
Oh, hi, Mr. Hyde.
Yeah, just calling to see if you've got another article ready for me. I'll need something in the morning.
I'll have it finished tonight before I go to bed and drop it off before school.
Well done, Lucille. Boy, I'm proud of you and the way you grabbed the bull by the horns and made this whole thing work. An excellent effort.
Well, thanks, Mr. Hyde. I feel pretty good about it myself.
At the Lacerda house, Liz was feeling pretty good about his, Mr. Quarter's latest decision.
Oh, man. This robo-lizard comic is hilarious. I knew it would be better than Mutant Lizard Hunter. Oh, Mr. Quarter, you really do make life so much easier.
Liz, it's time for your bath.
Bath? Let's see what Mr. Quarter says. Can I do that tomorrow?
No. Go wash up now.
Oh, Mom.
And leave Mr. Quarter in your room, or I'm going to Mr. Spend it.
Uh-oh. I'll be right there.
Liz was squeaky clean when he went to school the next morning.
Well, Liz.
Hey, Lucille, you look really tired. Didn't you sleep last night?
Oh, yeah, I was just up really late working on the newspaper article. And then up early to deliver it to Mr. Hyde.
Mr. Hyde gets up this early?
Yeah, he's a newspaper editor. I don't think they ever sleep.
Well, you're off to a good start if that's what you're practicing for.
Yeah.
Money for Generuba's four lizards. Anyone have change for four lizards in Generuba?
Oh, I might have some. Yeah, here. Come on, Liz, you gotta have some change. You can donate.
Oh, yeah, I got a whole pocket full. Here you go.
Ah, thank you. And the Generubas thank you, too.
That was really nice of you, Liz.
Yeah, well...
And you decided to help without flipping Mr. Quarter.
Yeah, Oh, no! No!
What is it?
Oh, Mr. Quarter, I dropped him in the tin, the one for the poor Generubans!
Oh, that was okay. Really nice of you.
No, that was an accident. Mm-hmm. I have to get it back! Hey, you! Come back here! I need Mr. Quarter!
I should have just kept my mouth shut.
When Liz, Lucille, and their classmates got to class, they received an unpleasant surprise, a pop quiz.
Oh, man, I'm not ready for this.
A quiz? Oh, no, I'm not ready either.
Instead of thinking about the questions, Liz answered them by flipping his quarter, while Lucille, struggling to stay awake, answered the questions as best she could.
No.
When the quiz was over, the students exchanged papers and went through the answers. When Liz got his back, he was shocked by his grade.
Oh, wait a minute. 46%? That's an F.
At recess, Liz asked Spike and Lucille how they scored on the quiz.
I'd rather not say.
I'll say. I got an 84.
Whoa, you did a lot better than me, Spike.
Yeah, and I even guessed at a few of them. How'd you do, Liz?
Well, I guess my strategy didn't work so well. I only got 46.
I saw you flipping your quarter. How many of those questions did you do that for?
All of them.
All of them?
Yeah.
Well, I guess we see how accurate Mr. Quarter is.
Yeah. You know, my mom said that God gave us brains so we can make decisions for ourselves.
Well, even my brain couldn't do much worse than Mr. Quarter's 46.
Yeah.
Hey, you guys want to play dodgeball? Looks like they're starting up a game over there.
No. I'm going to find that guy who's raising money for poor Jenna Rubens. I have another quarter for him.
Okay. See you later.
Bye, Spike. So, what did you get on the test, Lucille?
A 63.
Whoa, you got a 63? Man, you must really be tired.
Yeah, I've been so busy practicing for the recital and writing my articles that I haven't cracked the textbook in days.
Man, that's not like you.
I know, I really thought I could do both of them. I think maybe I was a little too optimistic.
After school, Lucille headed straight to Granny Gecko's house for a little advice.
Granny Gecko, Granny!
Hold on a second, Lucille, while I finish this. I'm sanding my floor, because I am tired of getting slivers when I walk barefoot.
Oh, yeah.
Phew, there, that did it. I'm sure glad I got that done. My tweezers were becoming my best friends.
Sounds painful.
Well, yes, it certainly was. But I know you didn't come here to listen to me talk about my floor problems. What's on your mind?
Well, I have to make a decision, and it's affecting my entire life.
Now, Lucille, that sounds a little bit dramatic.
No, I'm serious, Granny. You know I've been practicing for my piano recital, right?
Well, of course, Lucille.
I'm even planning to attend.
Well, I'm also writing a weekly column for the Turin Gazette.
Oh, that's right. You know, I read your column the other night.
You did?
Good stuff, honey.
Thanks.
You must be one very busy lady.
Yeah, and that's the problem. You see, I thought I'd have enough time to do both. But I think I bit off more than I could chew. I've been so busy that I haven't had time to study, and I took an exam at school today, and I got one of the worst scores ever. I just don't know what to do, Granny.
Did you ask your mom what she thought? It seems that would be a great place to start.
Well, I did ask her. She thought I would be able to do both, but...
But what?
I don't think I gave her a very good idea of how time-consuming everything would be.
Now listen, Lucille. Mm. Asking for advice from wiser people is very important. Mm-hmm. But when you do it, you have to show them the whole picture.
Yeah, I know. I was afraid she'd tell me to drop something, and I just didn't want to hear that.
Well, it sounds to me like you'd already made your decision, and you didn't really want her advice.
Yeah, it sort of looks that way, doesn't it?
You know, Lucille, the Bible has something to say about this. In Proverbs 19, verse 20, it says, "Listen to advice and accept what you're taught. Then you'll be wise."
Yeah.
You know, I like that verse because it's broken into three simple parts.
Mm-hmm.
Listen, accept, and be wise. It tells you what to do, and then it gives you the result of doing it.
Hmm.
In this case, the reward of wisdom.
So, it's not enough just to listen to advice. You also have to accept it. And if you do, you'll be wise. Hey, I like that.
I thought you might. You know, Lucille, God cares about the decisions we make, and He wants us to turn to Him for help. It's important to get advice from those wiser than we are.
Yeah.
But we can also spend time in prayer.
Okay.
And in His Word, the Bible,
yeah,
to find the answers and guidance we need.
Oh, Liz has been flipping a coin. He calls it Mr. Quarter.
Oh, I know all about his Mr. Quarter.
You do?
Yep. He left just before you got here.
So what did you tell him?
I told him the same thing his mom did, and the same thing that I'm telling you. To use your God-given brain.
Yeah.
Obviously, we don't need to pray about what foot is going to hit the floor first every morning, but we do need to ask God to help us make the bigger decisions. And I'll tell you what, Lucille. There's no problem that you can't find answers to if you have a good understanding of the Bible and spend some time in prayer.
You're right, Granny. So, since I'm coming to you for advice, what do you think I should do?
Well, just between us. This is what I would do. First of all, Lucille, the job... Lucille and Granny talked for a while and finally came to a decision they thought everybody could live with.
Green Gazette, Mr. Hyde speaking.
Hi, Mr. Hyde. This is Lucille Monitor.
Well, hello, Lucille. What can I do for you?
Well, I have a piano recital coming up soon, and I was wondering, could I hold off writing my column until it's over?
That won't be a problem.
What?
Mr. Ropadope just called.
Yeah.
He wants to buy some more ad space.
All right.
Can you believe that?
Yep, I sure can, Mr. Hyde. Sometimes God has a neat way of working things out.
Without having to work on her column, Lucille had more time to devote to piano practice and schoolwork. Consequently, the recital was wonderful. Far better than it would have been if Lucille had tried to keep up her busy schedule. Some decisions can be awfully hard to make, but God has given us the tools we need to make the right choices. When you need help with a tough decision, spend some time reading the Bible and praying. Talk to someone who's older and wiser and get their advice. Then, as the Bible says, you will be wise.
Hey, you know what?
Shh, listen.
That's all the time we've got for today's Listen Friends.
Do you hear that?
Don't miss any of our shows.
It's fun!
Remember, we need to hear from you.
Oh, that makes me feel better.
Contact us at our website, kidscorner.net. Everyone's waiting to hear from you.
I've been looking all over for you.
So do it now.
That was good.
And follow Kids Corner throughout the week at facebook.com/kidscornerradio. Hey, thanks for listening, and don't miss our next show. See ya.
I'll see you later, Liz.
See you later.
Today's show was written by Darby Kern. Liz and Friends is a production of Reframe Ministries.